Hello, and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 221. Happy New Year. We got some big news. Brian, go ahead.
Yes, Happy New Year. So over the break, over New Year's Eve, I should say, I proposed, Mary.
To me.
And to you. And we got engaged. And well, obviously you said yes, because...
Otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it.
Yes, we wouldn't be talking about it. So there's a little backstory to this, and we're dedicating this episode of the podcast to the story.
Yes. So, you know, we had kind of talked about possibly getting engaged during last year. And then while I was in Pittsburgh for a work trip, then Brian, you talked to my parents and told them your plans.
Yep. And luckily for me, I've spent... you know, like 10 years, your parents got a good long time to get to know me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like kids popping out of nowhere.
No, you came over for spring break, freshman year of college in 2013? And then lots of time since then. So.
Yes, they got a good look. And they, of course, proved, I can't remember who it was, but it's like, one of them said, like, did you think we were going to say no? I'm like, no, but it's going to be polite. This is how a good traditional way of doing things is. So I got the approval. Step one, check.
step two, get a ring.
Get the ring.
And I am more particular, and I definitely didn't want a diamond in my ring. I wanted it to be more unique. Also, I'm left-handed, and so I didn't want anything that was going to like get in the way at all. So also, I like the colors blue and green. Mm-hmm. And so I basically Googled rings that don't have any diamonds in it, and I came across one, and it has the middle stone is moss agate, and so it kind of has like these green like mossy lines throughout the stone. Mm-hmm. And then it's not actual moss, but it just looks like it. And then on the sides there's blue green sapphires, and so I helped pick out the ring. Brian worked with a lady on Etsy to make it a little more custom.
Yeah, she customized it, took about a month to customize and deliver it to me. So at this point, it was, I think I got it early December.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had it in my pocket, not the whole time.
No, I mean, not kidding. Your pocket.
No, not my pocket. I had it somewhere. I stored it somewhere safe.
Where did you store it?
Well, I have a little lockbox, Barry.
Okay.
It was valuable enough to put in my lockbox, okay, just for the record. Mm-hmm. And I knew exactly the day that I wanted to propose to you, because basically it represented one of the days that we went on a really good date.
We weren't dating at the time, though.
We weren't dating at the time, but, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was a date.
It was in 2020. It was 2020 on New Year's Eve, and Brian planned a day where we made pizza, and that was on New Year's Eve, and he had practiced the night before to make sure it was gonna be good.
Yeah, I got the concept of making pizza, but I practiced the night before by buying all the ingredients the night before
and the champagne.
I'm like,
so you drank champagne by yourself to practice.
I'm like, is this some good champagne? I actually didn't like the first champagne, so I got different champagne.
That's funny. So anyways, that was we weren't dating then, and that was just, I guess, when Brian wanted to propose 2 years later on that day.
Yeah.
So anyways, for the last few days of 2022, my family and most of my dad's side of the family all went to Suncadia and Cle Elum in like an hour and a half from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And we had a big house there, and there was, I think, 17 adults and 5 kids there. So most of my dad's side of the family. And, you know, we were doing lots of group activities. The day before New Year's Eve, we all went on a walk to go sledding. And the walk there was not that icy or anything, and it was super fun. But the whole time, like for literally probably 3 days leading up to New Year's Eve, Brian kept telling me how he really wanted to go to this overlook behind Suncadia Resort, and really wanted to take a picture of the view back there. And we had done it last year as a group last year. And I was like, okay, I don't know if we're going to have time to go as a group. So then on New Year's Eve morning, we were eating breakfast. Not everyone was ready for the day yet. And then you were like, do you want to go for a walk alone? And I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, we can go see the view. You've been wanting to see this view for days and days and keep asking me about it. And I was like, yeah. But you know, of course we get all ready, get our snow boots on, all of that, and step in the driveway, way, way, way more icy and slippery than it was the day before. And without ice, Google Maps said it was going to take, what, 20 minutes to walk there?
Yeah,
probably took more like 30, 35 minutes to walk there.
Yeah, because we're going so slow. Icy. And you know, some of the patches along the way, you know, you take a step and then you start sliding a little bit. You're like, yeah. Uh-oh. So luckily, we did not turn around because it was too icy.
No, I was like, Brian has been wanting to see this view. This is like the one thing he wants to do is see this view while we're here. And that was our last full day there. So like, we're going to go see the view. So we were probably about halfway there. And then going down the path the opposite way from us was, I saw my dad's cousin, Martha, was walking. And I was like, hey, Martha. And then she's like, oh, I'll turn around and walk with you guys. And I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. But Brian, you were probably like, oh no, like what's going to happen? Like, is she going to follow us to the end of where we were going?
Yes. I didn't know how to basically do this proposal basically by ourselves. But luckily, Martha actually showed us an easier way to get to the location. So yes. Martha came in clutch.
Yes, we had crossed a bridge and then we were going to be going down like this other path. And then she's like, oh, we can go down this other way that will be more snowy and less like icy. And I was right. Like, thank goodness, because I was like, how are we going to make it there?
Right.
But, you know, then eventually Martha turned off on the path to go a different direction. So mm-hmm. you didn't have to be like, okay, bye. But yeah. She, you know, went off on her own. So you probably had a big sigh of relief then, right?
I did. I was like, oh, great. This is good. Everything's back on schedule.
So we made it to the overlook behind the resort and we could see the view. Right. And then,
and I was trying,
but I was like, oh, great. We made it. We're done. There's like right. a little hill down to, you know, the actual full view, but you could see the view perfectly fine. So I'm like, perfect. We'll take some pictures from here mm-hmm. of the view. But you were like, let's go down to the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. I remembered the spot from last year where we got to. It was a little bit at the bottom of the hill where we took pictures, but I was trying to get to the same spot. But going down a hill when there's ice everywhere is very hard to do. And we saw some people trying to go up the hill and started slipping and sliding. We're like,
well, no, yeah, this is I was not like, well, why do we have to go down to the platform at the bottom of the hill? I'm like, we can see the view fine and we take pictures, as be just as pretty. And you're yes. like, no, let's try to go down to the platform. And then I kept like asking you, I'm like, why do we have to go down? This is so icy, like really icy hill. And I'm like, how are we going to get back up
the and hill then, after? Yep, I'm like, that makes sense. I'm seeing other people slip and slide. I'm like, let's not risk it.
Yeah, the
and
people luckily, were like, don't go down the hill unless you really need to. I'm like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't
want and to. Then so luckily there was an alternative platform which was higher up, which actually turned out to be a little bit better because, you know, it's higher up, you can see more of the horizon and like the valley below
in the mountains
and the trees and the river below and all that good stuff. And so we went that way instead.
Mm-hmm. And then you proposed and, you know, you had worn two pairs of pants that day because it wasn't really that cold in Sun Katie. It was like in the 30s or, you know, maybe like 40 degrees. So it wasn't chilly, but it was like tons of ice. But anyways, you were wearing two pairs of pants, maybe because you had to go down on one knee and your whole leg was going to get wet.
Well, honestly, I had not considered, you know, the act of proposing and how to like dress for that. I don't think anyone actually does consider that. I was just putting on two pairs of pants because we were in Sunkadia and it's cold.
Oh, wait, before you proposed, we had gotten to that new lookout that, you know, wasn't at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
And I like responded to some texts because I hadn't been able to respond for the last like 40 minutes as mm-hmm. I was trying not to fall.
Right. And then time took to look at your phone.
Right. I had my phone in my pocket. I was just trying not to fall or slip the whole time. And so I was responding to text messages. And then we were both taking pictures of the view. And then you proposed and then, you know, took a picture together. And I said yes quickly for many reasons, but also because your whole leg was in the snow.
See, when you, I don't even remember like the location of my leg. I guess it was in the snow or how yeah. deep the snow was, but I'm just like, I'm doing this position and I didn't even look below me, but I don't know how far my leg was in the snow. That's kind of funny just thinking about it. But yeah, I just had one thing on my mind was propose, not check where my leg is.
Yeah, well, I said yes. And then you were like, we did it. And I was like, we're not done yet. We still have to walk like 30, 40 minutes home without falling. And so I was like, okay, well, the ring box doesn't, first of all, I didn't want to wear the ring because I was like, what if I fall down with the ring on? And then second of all, the ring box didn't fit in my pocket. So I was like, here's the ring back. Here's the ring box back. Just put it in your pocket while we walk home. So, you know, nothing gets damaged or I don't fall down with the ring on.
Exactly.
And so then when we were getting back to the house, I was like, okay, I wanted to tell my parents and Chip first, but I didn't know where everyone was going to be in the house. And so, you know, my dad just happened to be like wave at us from the balcony of my parents' room. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, my dad's up there. And I like looked around, we opened the door, took off our snow stuff. I was like, some of my cousins and my uncle was sitting there. And I was like, let's book it up to my parents' room. Luckily, my mom was sitting on the bed. So I told my parents, and then Chip came out of the bathroom right there and told him too. So that worked out really well. Cause I didn't want to just like, you know, tell my aunts and uncles and cousins immediately first. I wanted my parents and Chip to know mm-hmm. first. And then everyone was like getting back from walks or taking showers or getting ready to go on a walk. And so, you know, as people came out of their rooms, then I told them, I was like, Brian proposed. And they're like, what, when? I'm like, just now when he went on a walk. And then, you know, people are like, what? And then a few minutes later, like, what's all the noise out here? I'm like, oh, Brian proposed.
Yes, you did. You did. You told them all individually almost, even though they were all there. Because they're all doing their own thing. And that was something that you said you wanted out of a proposal. You said you basically wanted your family to be around, but, you know, you didn't want it to be public. So this, you know, location on and Sunkadia on New Year's Eve was perfect.
Yeah.
That way you were able to, you know, share this moment with your family directly, or at least a lot of them directly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not one of those stadium proposals that are like crazy.
Yeah. But it was just the two of us when you proposed. That's what I wanted. And then mm-hmm. got to celebrate with family. And it was fun because any other place we would have been, you would have had to like gather the family and like basically tell them that you were going to propose. But here, like my parents knew it was going to happen sometime, but you know when. So everyone was basically surprised.
Yeah,
so
I think I found the one moment in all of that trip that I was able to, you know, break you loose from the you know, the family activities. So, so fiancés.
Yeah, and you know, we told your mom and brother. Like, I mean, you had already told them that you went with. What day you were going to propose, but got to text them and tell our friends, text our friends.
Yep. It's nice because a picture says 1,000 words. You can kind of, we took a picture where you were holding up the ring. It was pretty obvious what just happened. And everyone's like, congratulations. And it was a very happy moment.
Yes. It was such a fun day and can't believe it. I mean, can't believe it, but crazy.
Yes.
It is. Each other for over 10 years. And if the day finally came, not that we were dating the entire time, but, you know, we were good friends for a lot of those years.
Yes. And it's fun to look back at, you know, our journeys together and everything that led up to that moment.
Yeah.
So,
I hope everyone had a good New Year's. Maybe next week we can talk about, you know, the other 3 weeks of podcasting that we missed and what we did during those weeks.
A lot that happened.
But I wanted to just tell the engagement story this week. But happy 2023.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.